Welcome back to the Grease Trap. I'm Adam Cantrell, and to my left is the Dizzle Dizzle. No, it ain't Dalton Sizzler Sipes.
What up?
How we doing, baby?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, dude. Extra greasy, man.
That's what's up.
How was your week, man? What you been up to?
Good, dude. We actually hung out this weekend.
Don't tell them that. They don't need to know that.
You kind of already knew. We played a glow round of disc golf at Caesar Ford. A lot of fun. What'd you think of it? That was your first time.
Dude, yeah. That park is gorgeous as hell, man. Really cool. Like, glow disc. Why don't you explain to the audience what glow disc golfing is?
Okay. Yeah. So, if you've probably never even heard of disc golf, what it is you throw frisbees, kind of a different version than the beach frisbee you're used to, into targets. They are made out of metal and they have chains that hang from them. The object is to get the disc into the basket. So for glow disc golf, you wait until it's dark, and you walk the course ahead of time and you put glow sticks inside of the baskets. And then after you have those in place, everybody walks around with glow in the dark frisbees that you charge with UV lights. And then that's what you throw at the baskets. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that was cool. I had never done that before. I would think of myself as just kind of a very, very casual disc golfer.
Yeah, you come along when the boys are there. Yeah. When there's a group of people playing, you're down to go clown.
I'm down for the hangs, for sure. So I thought it was awesome. I'd like to go back to the park during daytime.
It's a very cool park in general.
Yeah, it looked like it. The course was super long.
It's one of the longest in the area. So.
And then, like I said, the nighttime was cool because just something about being outside when it's dark, it feels like you're not supposed to. It feels like very mischievous. I felt like a naughty boy. I think I mentioned that a couple of times.
Yeah, you could tell like he was just looking for trouble.
I was giddy, dude. We kept hearing like some sort of woodland critters I was trying to call to.
I'd be lying if I said his calls weren't good.
They were, and there was one point where there was just nothing but chatter, right?
Like, seriously.
That was crazy. I kind of was like, all right, I should probably stop before coyote.
One of the guys we're with that I've hung out with before, but I don't really know that well. So I don't know if he knows what he's talking about, but he said, does that sound like a coyote? And I was like, shit, I don't know.
When you're stoned in the woods at midnight, everything be sound like coyotes out there, dude.
So then, and then he's just over there hooting and hollering in their language, dude, trying to coax them. I almost did a call right now. I saw you do it with your face.
For the sake of everybody's ears, I'm not going to do that.
He's not half bad at it, guys.
He's not half bad. So yeah, man, that was fun. Obviously 420 blaze it. So you had that going on, record store day. Yeah, I linked up with you guys early on.
Yeah, we went and did a little record store day. Me and Marissa, she had some stuff she wanted to get. She got the Olivia Rodrigo Noah Kahan 7-inch and Noah Kahan 12 regular LP. But yeah, so we waited in line. That was cool.
Is it Kahan or Khan?
Kahan. If I get that wrong, she's going to kill me.
Okay,
but
it's Kahan.
I believe that it is Kahan.
I always call him Noah Kahan.
Stick Season is his big hit, and that's...
She covered that.
Yeah, she covered it for that 45, so... but yeah, we went and did that, and then that night was glow, so that was a very long day, and then we went and played ball golf the next day, and that was fun as well.
I love that you call it ball golf instead of just golf. Well,
I got to let him know.
Do you do that intentionally, or is that just what...
It's intentional, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's intentional.
Because the first time you said it, I was like, what the hell is ball golf? And I was like, oh, that's just...
Regular old golf.
That's just golf.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what I did. You did that Sunday then? You went ball golf?
Yeah, it was like a five-hour round. So we were there for quite some time. That was pretty much ate up most of my Sunday.
Yeah, I think Zach split like noonish, and brother... I was just scavenging the waste out in Fallout, bro. I told you, I finished the Fallout series. And so
you've always been huge into Fallout.
Yeah, and so I was playing Fallout 4 because I hadn't played that. Like, I only played it through once, and I didn't really care for it at the time. So I don't know, I'm enjoying myself.
I've never played a single second of a Fallout game.
It ain't for you, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it is. But yeah, no, it was cool. Had a funny, pretty funny self-interaction Friday.
Okay.
So kind of give you a heads up on it, but we've got a group of our friends, Sizzler, myself, and probably like five other of our buddies, where it's like our retirement plan is to just hit Mega Millions or Powerball.
Yeah.
So every month they just send me money. I go out.
He's the keeper of the coin.
I get lottery tickets, share for everybody. So sort of my Friday routine is I get off work, I get gas, I get the lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Go pull in that gas pump, and I'll be goddamn if my door didn't just smack the hell out of that raised concrete gas pump, dude. I was waging holy hell. I was fired up after work. I said, you've got to be kidding me. So I just freaking crawled out like freaking Ace Ventura getting shot out of that fake that rhino. So I was like, God damn. Dust myself off. Go get my lottery tickets. Come back. Fill my car up. Done. Everything's done. I go to get back in the vehicle. I open up my car door. And at first, I don't really catch it, but perfect clearance. My car door opens up over top of the concrete, raised concrete platform with like inches to spare. And I'm sitting there like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh, dude, something about me getting out of the vehicle, even though it was parked, it must have rocked it in such a fashion that, So I got the door wide open over the concrete pump. I plump down, and then the sheer weight and fury of my being dropped my vehicle down a solid 4 or 5 inches, caught my door. I'm lucky it didn't do damage to my car door. It like cocked it up.
Could you imagine being some random seeing that happen? Dude,
and it broke my brain. I was like trying to close it and it wasn't moving. And then I was like, oh shit. So I had to get out of my car and then like close my door like half. And then I had to like reverse Ace Ventura back into my vehicle. So that was that. So if you rewind the tape, back to one of the things that pisses me off is those raised concrete platforms. Maybe they just weren't designed for men of my stature. I'm an ample man.
That's funny.
Anyway, there's a follow-up on that. So
that's a good follow-up.
Looks like the consequences of my own actions have pissed me off.
Have caused the...
Once again, I've fallen victim. So that's my update on that.
One funny thing from the weekend. So obviously I played that glow round and like it was cold out, right? And so I had on like a layer of long johns tucked in, another shirt tucked in, sweatshirt, whatever. And I'm carrying that bag. So, and I'm like running around doing stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that shirt is just rubbing up on me, dude. And then the next day I play golf, I wear basically the same sort of thing, only a polo over it tucked in. I'm jostling around out there. Dude, I go to take a shower Sunday night.
Bloody
dude.
Nips?
Not bloody nips, but goddamn, those things were like two stovetops, bro. That goddamn hot water hit that shit, dude. And I was, ow, dude. Yeah. I was like, that is so funny that my shirt.
It's crazy that happened.
Rubbed my nips that hard.
Yeah, dude.
That it was literally like.
Were they like cherry red at least? Mm-hmm, like, yeah, I bet.
That's what I'm saying. It looked like you turned the stove on. You got them two red hots, dude. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just the sheer fire.
Both,
of the, yeah, both of them. Damn, dude.
Yeah, bro. That was a side effect of that. I was like, damn, I should have worn some nip covers or something, dude.
Throw some Band-Aids over them bad boys.
But yeah, that was an unintended consequence of that. And then today, actually,
are your nipples getting smaller with you losing weight? Are they the same size,
bro? What a question that I don't bro, have the answer for.
I feel it's fucking weird if you got fat boy titty with a big old succulent nipples, dude,
so,
and then you just lose that weight. Do you just got fucking baloney?
No.
So
it's
your
not.
Nipples lose weight?
Yeah, they must, dude. Yeah. That's interesting.
You know, I've gone up and down, but my nipples have always kind of stayed the same. That's the thing about my nipples,
that's
boy.
The thing about his life. It's got
its
up and down.
Bigger, they stay the same size. Yes, they do.
But yeah, dude.
That's
so
crazy.
My shit was hurting, yeah. But that was funny. And then today, I was driving on the west side, and dude, I'm rolling up to this stoplight. It's yellow. You know cars are going to run some yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's red. Been red for like 5 seconds. This beat up ass beige van comes barreling from behind where I'm at in traffic, dude. And so there's one lane this way, one lane this way, and then the shared center turn lane. He comes barreling behind my lane, hits in that shared turn lane. I'll be damned, bro. He ran the hell out of that red light, dude. Yeah. Didn't even think about it. This other car had just turned. And so that car turns, is right in front of him. He tries to swerve into the regular lane. That car goes to get into that regular lane. And then he comes back around in that shared turn lane. And dude, like his van is wobbling.
Yeah,
keep
dude.
In mind, this thing is a POS.
Like an Astro van.
Seriously. Yeah, I seriously think it is. And like the suspension ain't good. And who knows what he's got in that thing. But so it was so crazy. And then he's weaving in and out, bro. It's like, you know, I can only see him for the next 15, 20 seconds. But it was so crazy that I was expecting like cops to come, like almost like he was
like being in pursuit,
like, or maybe I saw the back end of him getting away. Mm-hmm. But what's crazy about that is just the recklessness, dude. He could have cost a few lives, dude. And I was just like, damn,
that's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. So in the wee hours of the morning, I'm usually that car. but there's usually like zero traffic. Like I will run red lights if there's nobody around, bro. I ain't sitting on a red light.
We're talking, this is as busy as it can
yeah,
get.
Yeah, I would not,
like,
I wouldn't do that
at like 3:30, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that again.
So I just couldn't believe the recklessness, dude. I was like, wow.
Well, especially in that vehicle. Yeah. Like, your shit can't hang with what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah, dude. I was blown away.
Speaking of being fat and losing weight and sensitive nipples and me weighing down my car to and about taking the door off of with the concrete pad, I've been going on my fatty walks, and this is probably just like an obvious thing, what I'm about to tell you, but it was news to me, or I just kind of figured it out. So I enjoy taking walks. Usually I go around the neighborhood. This time I went to right along the river. The same road I traveled when I said that gal was on the scooter.
Yeah.
Behind me, like yep. hauling ass. So there's like a little park. It's kind of by the Montgomery Inn boathouse, what they call the boathouse on the river. You park there and it's called a memorial something or other. Really cool trail. Anyway, I digress. I like to listen to music.
Yep.
Chill out. I've got a soft spot for like 70s, like soul and like not necessarily like funk, but just like soul R&B, that kind of music. I genuinely can just zone out and just it's easy listening for me.
Yeah.
And I got big into it a couple summers ago and I've been listening to it on and off. So anyway, so I just hit up a playlist. Okay. Are you familiar with Teddy Pendergrass?
I'm not.
You've heard the name though, right?
No, dude.
Oh, dude.
No.
Oh, I'd always like heard the name, like people would like jokingly, you know, it was kind of like the set in the mood music, like throwing some Teddy Pendergrass and I'd always heard that reference and not understood it. One of his songs came on and let me tell you, that dude had to have been the horniest man to ever record music. Like, okay. So I did one of these. The song in particular is called Turn Off the Lights. I don't know if the three people listening have heard of that or not. But it was one of them deals where I would like zone out. And when I would cut back in, I would just be at the most like wild ass. I would hear the most wild ass lines. And so it's like, turn off the lights and light a candle. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood. And so that's innocent enough, right? He goes, let's take a shower. Set a shower together, yeah. He goes, I'll wash your body and you'll wash mine. And the next line is, rub me down in some hot, hot oils, baby, and I'll do the same thing to you. And I'm just like, he's recording this, and I'm just like, I'm like, okay, I'm like, nothing too crazy. But then it comes back around, and it's now he's in a sexy mood. I'm in a sexy mood, and then it's rub my body with some burning hot oil. That sounds painful.
Now he wants hurt.
Burning hot oil. It's like just blistered. Like I just think of like hot popcorn oil or something. But he says it so emphatically, like, oh, dude, I mean, I had to stop walking, and then it just tickled me pink. So that was my introduction to Teddy Pendergrass. I'd always heard the name.
Yeah, I've literally never heard of it.
I knew, like, the type of music, but let me tell you, that son of a bitch was the horniest man. Dude. He might as well have been coming while he was... Dude, it's just these old black, like, 70s, like, soul singers, like Barry White, just pure sex. Yeah. Like, if you're in the mood, yeah. Like, God bless him. Smokey Robinson. And then that's a little quick, funny aside on him. Smokey Robinson's, like, in his 80s. Dude's lived a long life.
Yeah.
His, like, one of his latest albums that just came out a couple years ago is just called Gasms.
Gasms. I gotta look up the album cover real quick.
Oh, dude, yeah. Because that's what I was gonna bring up. I was gonna send you pictures to pull up, but we've got to. Gasms. I think that's a title track. But he's got the look. You ought to try to put that in.
On a
shot of that. Pull up. Just pull up Teddy Pendergrass real quick while you're looking. This is great content, by the way.
Yeah, the album cover is worth seeing.
I mean, that dude. Yeah, he's got a naughty. He's had to pop a few blue chews. That picture right there, bro, just that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, dude, if I'm a woman, if I'm a girl, you know, and I go back to dude's house or whatever, I'm hanging out with the dude, and I hear Teddy Pendergrass get put on, I'm going to be scared to death.
Dude. No joke,
I'm going to be scared to fucking death.
Dude, I was also thinking about while you were doing the rendition, I was thinking about the recording of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, at some point, they were sitting in a room, and he is just... So, are the people in the control room into it, or do they think it's hilarious?
Dude, I think they're probably in awe. What I picture going down is, like, genuinely, dude is into it. Like, yeah. I think he's living his truth.
I believe that. I believe that.
And I think he just went in there, and he's like, I don't care who else is here. This is how it is. And... I picture, like, him rubbing his body. Like, I'm being dead ass serious. I mean, I picture him fucking.
He's got wax.
He's torqued.
He's got wax in the studio.
Yes, dude. That's what I'm telling you, dude. Like, I bet you he's sweating. I bet you he's probably got his shirt off, I would think. Like, if you were to hear obviously we can't play, but if you were to hear that, you got to listen to it after.
I will.
And I implore everybody else to do the same. But, shit just had me dead, and then it just sent me down a rabbit hole because, you know, I'd heard of Teddy Pendergrass, so naturally I got to go through the Wikipedia rabbit hole.
I got something new to look at, dude.
Yeah, it's funny, man, and I genuinely do like the music that shit. I didn't really the couple Teddy Pendergrass songs I listened to. They were fine. I don't think I'd go to listen to them, but it's a very specific.
I know what you're saying.
Very specific sound.
Like, you would almost listen to them as a joke. To a degree, right?
Yeah, or if I'm just about to go into the throes of self-passion or cover myself in some burning hot oil.
That's
hilarious. If I'm trying to set the mood, I just ain't going to be, you know, I just can't be just driving around, just relax and listen to this dude just come, essentially, is what's happening.
Right.
So I feel weird.
That's funny. You know? Just like exercising to
and
it.
And in certain companies, yeah. Well, I mean, it'd probably get my heart rate up a little bit, dude. but yeah. Oh, and another thing. So walking wimpy around.
Yeah.
You probably know this. I probably told you. So like when I first moved here, I lived in Mount Lookout. Okay. Now I live in like the Hyde Park area, which is their neighboring neighborhoods. Anyway, coming around the summer when I, probably about 3 years ago, and I'd be walking wimpy and I'd see wimpy like tripping out. And then I would see like I can't even describe it. Just little things just kind of dart. And I'd be like, it'd kind of catch my eye.
I think I know what you're going to say independently.
And I would, I'd be tripping. I go, what the hell is that? They're lizards.
There are lizards downtown, bro.
Yes. So specifically, okay, they're Lazarus lizards.
I've heard that.
That are indigenous to Italy.
I've heard that.
And so what happened is back years ago, I might be getting the dates wrong, 70s, 80s, 60s, somewhere around there. Some dude from the Hyde Park area went and illegally brought back like four or five of these lizards. And they have since just populated. They're back now, dude. I was like, oh shit. Now I'm in when I was in Anderson, they're not around there. And I've been seeing lizards. I go, oh yeah, I forgot about the lizards.
I saw them walking around one day, and I was like, what the? Yeah. And dude, that was good. That was, I can clearly see that one.
You may continue.
Yeah. but it blew my mind to see.
What, my asshole just now?
Both. The clear difference I could hear between my right headphone and my left headphone, dude. Like, it was like an attack on the right side of
it. Just like pans.
It penetrated the whole right side. Like, this side was protected. If I'd smell my left ear cup, it probably all.
You're about to get pink ear.
A pink ear. Yeah, that was impressive, dude.
Thank you.
But yeah, those lizards are crazy, and I just couldn't believe they're here. And isn't it crazy? That's all it takes is like one dude to bring like a few of them, and now there's like a shit ton.
Well, I mean, invasive species are a thing. Those things like eat concrete. Like they look like, I'm being serious. They like eat concrete and shit.
That sounds so fake.
God, dude, look it up, bro.
Somebody fact check this man on that one, that they eat
pull it up while
concrete.
Pull it up while I talk.
So, I don't necessarily trust that.
You can't be pulling up Teddy Pendergrass again when I'm trying to tell a story. So anyway, yeah, I had forgot about them, and it is crazy. So then also like the observatory or the conservatory, where they serve cunts, the conservatory. They got like botanical gardens and stuff like that. Well, every year they do this butterfly show where they bring in all, I want to go sometime actually. I haven't been, I've heard a lot about it, but they bring in butterflies from like all over the world.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, dude. And it's just filled up. And, but like to leave, they have to search you down. Like not necessarily that you're, stealing them, but because like just they attach to it, and it could just, you know, when it could you know screw up with the habitat
ecosystem
here,
yeah,
the ecosystem. And then same deal, like if you were to go abroad, you can't bring back like produce or like,
right, I didn't, I knew that too,
because of that. So what do we got?
So it off a, if someone can prove me wrong, please do, but off a quick look while listening to your butterfly story, load of shit. They live in concrete and they nestle in cracks in walls because they're used to
nestle in that crack, boy. Bullshit. Bro, I'm gonna get strep throat. Bro, my asshole's been on some other shit lately. Like,
I should have expected that. But I thought you were like just playing around, getting up, pissed off. And you're wrong. And you just shit into the microphone
that I'm using. Oh, I didn't think that went through. Anyway, pull it back up. Go back to that. I ain't done with you yet, boy.
Shit.
So, they're wall lizards. They live, get in there. Like, oh, man, come on, you're delirious.
I am delirious.
It does smell so bad. It stinks so bad.
All right.
Just read the bulletin.
Oh, fair. Yeah, okay. Let me get myself together here.
Come on, dude. Grow up.
God, I know.
God, grow up, bro. It's just a fart. God damn, dude. Like I'm dealing with little kids over here.
All right. Let's see what I can do here. The Cincinnati Lazarus lizard is really the common wall lizard and ranges in most southern Europe from Spain to Turkey.
Cincinnati.
How did they ever get to Cincinnati? There really are a lot of them. It's an estimated that good habitat areas have as many as 1,500 of these guys per acre, and there are probably in excess of 1 million of them within city limits. For decades, no one was really sure how they first got here. In one tale, we went over that. We want to hear.
And it does say Italy. I thought it was weird when they said Spain to Turkey, but I'm assuming northern Italy is like in that.
Yeah.
Region.
And then here we go. Now they can be found in almost all the neighborhoods in Hamilton County, especially in the stone walls and garden landscaping. Apparently, some of
the
these
land fe- what
the land scrapping. There we go. Apparently, some of these fellows have floated across the Ohio River.
What do you do for a living? I'm a land scraper.
I'm fucking delirious, bro. You got me.
I'm a land scraper.
I'm high on farts.
I scrape grass.
Apparently, some of these fellows have floated across the Ohio River and are now inhabiting northern Kentucky. They eat many harmful insects, especially mosquitoes. They seem harmless and are fun to try to catch. Just watching them is fun. They're very fast and quick. I've been trying to capture them with a camera for a very long time. They are now protected by the state of Ohio, and nobody can harm one or keep one in captivity without a permit. So they do not eat concrete.
Let's agree to disagree on this one. Another thing, dude, Wimpy tries his damnedest to catch him. And there's a burrow like under my stoop and he's trying to get it. And like, dude, rewind back to when we first moved here. He about got one, dude. And my heart sank. It's like, dude, don't eat that.
No joke. Who
don't
knows?
Don't eat that. And it's like, bro, I'm just picturing that me having to pull that out of his asshole. Like pooping that out, dude. It's like, please, God. He eats some nasty shit anyway, but I was like, please don't eat one of them lizards, dude.
So. That would be gross.
That's pretty much it, dude. Just walking, disc golfing. I mean, that's pretty much all I've been up to this week.
Good. I have a segment that I want to start doing each week.
Okay.
I just want to do one per week.
Each week. So this is going to be a recurring.
This is going to be a recurring segment. One each week. I'll do my best to base it on something on a previous episode. If I can't, so be it.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
All right. Would you rather? All right. So last week you were kind of talking about some teeth action 2 weeks ago. Okay. I will set out the rules in full so that you can't try to manipulate it. You'll know kind of what you're getting into ahead of time.
This is my wheelhouse, by the way. One of my favorite pastimes is hypothetical scenarios, like would you rathers. I love. So this is.
So here are the rules.
Lay it on me.
Here are the rules for this week. You have your standard set of teeth that you have. Would you rather lose 15 teeth or gain 15 teeth? Now, before you answer, if you choose to lose 15 teeth, they will be at random. So you don't get to choose the 15. Might be good. Might be a good poll. Might be a bad poll. Literally random. So the odds aren't against you. They're not for you. It's just whatever you get.
Obviously, baby teeth don't count.
Baby teeth do not count. And then you also cannot replace them in any way, shape, or form if you choose to get the teeth removed.
No dentures.
No dentures. No nothing. You have to live as is from that moment forward. Or would you rather gain 15 teeth, which will be randomly assorted into your mouth at different places?
That's crazy.
At different places. You don't get to pick. Once again, completely random.
Oh, man. What do I gain out of this? Nothing?
And you gain nothing. You just have to choose. And once again, you cannot modify it in any way. So after you make your decision, nothing can be modified. You have to live the rest of your life that way, either void of 15 teeth that you have today, or you add another 15 that you didn't have today.
I think you just unlocked some more trauma because I know I've had to tell you this before. A very, very common recurring theme in my dreams is my teeth just start falling out.
Yeah, yeah. And I've looked that up because you've told me that, not for this, just in the past. That is a very common recurring thing.
Yeah, but
people.
But the jury's out on it. What exactly? I've read a million different things.
And I'm not willing to wholly say that I believe any theory.
I think it's like when I'm stressed out and then like I'm like anal about my teeth, kind of. That just means I've got teeth in my butthole. but, dude, that's a toughie, man. Like, so obviously if I'm getting 15 teeth, like...
So I'm pretty sure you got. I'm pretty sure you got 28 right now.
It would hurt so bad. So I would have 150% of my teeth essentially more.
Yeah, almost more. A whole nother set of top or bottom teeth somewhere randomly assorted in your mouth.
It'd be nice if it was just a full set behind the other, so I could just eat more.
Yeah, no, it's random, so it's.
I mean, you're going to have to. So then if I lose 15, I've got less than half my teeth.
Yeah. You got what, 13 left at that point?
Oh,
I'm an idiot. You got 13 teeth left?
Yeah, probably. And that's not counting wisdoms?
I'm not sure if okay. wisdoms are in 28 or not. You tell well, me.
Then the scenario's you're the teeth out man. The window. I would begrudgingly have to take the losing the teeth. I don't see it any other way. The amount of pain.
Now, when you say pain, what kind of pain you expect?
Dude, your mouth is only so big.
Mm-hmm.
Your teeth are going to come. You're going to crowd.
It's going to be crowded.
It is going to be painful when they're coming in. Think of like
well, so
any
hold on, wait
peeing.
A second. So, just so you know, on this, when we snap, it's like it's been. They're not going to like grow in like Wolverine. You're not going to have to experience them growing. They're going to be grown and healed in your gums wherever they may be. Same thing. If you lose them, you don't have to go through the pulling of it or anything. Your gums are already healed.
So, with that being said. I wouldn't have any like lingering random because you would still have overcrowding. You would still have overcrowding.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that.
Would I have pain associated with that?
I don't know. Depends. The way you talk about just guzzling deviled eggs and Ritz crackers.
I just mean you would think you're. So that's a big difference for me because if there's pain, then I'm going to have the teeth falling out. But if I've got no pain, I've just got extra teeth. I'm going to do the extra teeth.
Now let me. Do you think that you're going to be able to eat solid food if you subtract 15?
Yeah, because
you think 13
because
is
I
enough?
Because I work with people that have no teeth and it
they don't have like dentures or anything.
No, and it blows my mind the foods that they are able to eat. I don't understand it. I don't. So they can eat solid foods. You just got to suck on them and let them get soft. I guess. I don't know. I would. Okay. So let's just. I'm just going to stick with my first answer. I would lose teeth. I would lose
teeth. So you're losing 15 teeth.
Now, the teeth I get to keep are going to be the prettiest teeth you ever seen. They're just going to be. Oh! Then listen to this.
All right. I'm listening.
I can't remember if I brought this up or not, dude. We're only like six-ish episodes in.
This is seven.
Okay. And I don't even know if we've already talked about this. But you ever notice when somebody's like got like missing teeth, right? And they just got one hanging out and that son of a bitch is long as hell.
Yeah, I do.
That's a thing. It's called overgrowth of the tooth. And so what will happen is these guys work together. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you remove both neighbors, you've got no checks and balances. That tooth will just start overgrowing.
How about it?
How about that? I about to just have gnarly?
You're probably going to. Yeah, it depends
and
on
how does that affect your bite.
I wish I had like a generator right now where I could just hit your spin and we could see what teeth you have left.
Oh man, there should be an app for that. this thing poses a question because then if my teeth are overgrown, does that then hurt when I'm closing versus the crowding? I'm just going to go with my original answer, and I am going to go. I'm going to lose 15 teeth.
Interesting, dude.
Take my chance. That is tough.
I think it's going to be too hard to eat with missing the teeth, so I'm going with the extra teeth.
Extra teeth.
So you're going to be ostracized in society either way.
Yeah.
I'll just take the extra teeth and still be able to eat what I want.
I made my bed. I got to lie in it.
Now you're missing them teeth.
I can't go back. Yep. Can I at least keep the teeth as a necklace?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why not? But yeah, so I'm gonna bring those. I'm gonna bring you one a week and see what you got for me.
A tooth?
Yeah, a tooth. A would you rather, dude?
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That was different.
Yeah.
A little different.
I do have one from the news this week too. If you want to hear about
let's
that,
get into the news, baby.
All righty. So, scientists, the scientists out there. They say that there is evidence of a ninth planet in our solar system that we have not previously known about. Did you see anything about
there
this?
There was a ninth planet, and then they exiled that son
I know.
Of a bitch,
can you
right?
Can you imagine what it feels like to be
Pluto?
Pluto
right now, bro? I'd be like, I'm going to find me another galaxy.
Then. No shit, dude. I'm going to find me another solar system.
Dude, Pluto is going to be a planet to me.
I personally, in my heart, Pluto is a planet.
Hashtag justice for Pluto.
Justice for Pluto.
Let's get that trending.
I'm not worried about what they got to say. In my heart,
Pluto's a planet. So let's hear about this imposter.
All right. Planet. So it supposedly lies at the very edge of our solar system, more than 250 times further away from the sun than we are. So if you take the sun and then you get to us, you have to travel that distance 250 more times to get to this planet. Seems pretty far away to me, right? Hard to imagine something being much further. So here's where it gets a little interesting. They looked at, here's a word for you, trans-Neptunian objects. They also refer to them as TNOs. That's the technical term for objects that lie at the edge of the solar system or past Neptune, which Neptune is the furthest planet away from the sun that they acknowledge.
I thought those were THO. Remember that one?
I do remember that one. If you tell us in the comments if you know what THO is.
If not, you're too young.
But yeah, how about that? Trans-Neptunian objects. So TNOs are what those are called. So those objects are at the edge of the solar system and they move in unpredictable and explainable ways. So they've tried to model in the past kind of how these things move, what causes them to move the way that they do. They've tried to account for all this with all kinds of different astronomical events, stuff that I don't understand. And they've went through all these models and they've determined that if you put this ninth planet in there, it most accurately reflects, there's evidence of basically the way that the TNOs move being influenced by that ninth planet.
Oh,
right.
Word.
So that was kind of like a missing piece to like, why are all these TNOs moving this way? And then once they started to account for that ninth planet out there, they're like, okay.
That's wild.
Now, at the current moment, it's pretty much too far for us to see, right? So we can't really, this is all done on like models and theoretical type stuff, right? Which kind of makes me wonder, how do you know any of this stuff in the first place? How do you know about these TNOs and all? It's
just the way, like they were talking about, the way shit's getting, the way shit moves.
I know, and it's just wild. But there's an observatory being built in Chile, however you say it, that will help our understanding of these distant objects. So it's underway, and they are going to be able to see that. But I thought that was
that is neat, dude.
Pretty interesting, dude. It's wild that we as a society have been able to get to the point where we can look and project stuff
so
that
far out. How far out are our probes and are they just getting to Neptune then, I guess, or...
Dude, I don't think there's anything even close to Neptune, bro.
Well, then how are we getting images of it?
That's what I was kind of asking. Like, how did we know about the TNOs?
What was they just launched a new telescope, right? In space. What is that? The James?
The Hubble?
Not the Hubble. You ding dong. There's a new. We shouldn't be doing news.
No.
There's a new telescope. Like a couple years ago, man.
I'm trying to look up something completely different, but I don't think we have anything close to Neptune. I'll look this stuff up and we'll revisit these questions.
Go look at just at least get closure on the new telescope.
New space telescope. What do you think?
I think it's the James something. Maybe I'm thinking of the Cancer Center.
That's what I'm wondering.
Columbus.
James Webb.
Yeah, dude. So like I thought, so that... If is that not like on an asteroid or like out in space? Isn't that in space?
I don't know, bro.
Wow. Oh, dude, you got to look up pictures. Not now,
right?
But dude, the pictures that this thing has taken are...
I'm sure I've seen some of the pictures.
They are... Oh, dude, they're all, they're all...
Man, they are all...
Let's just say that they get Teddy Pendergrass worked up to write a song about it. They are pretty nuts, dude. They're all inspiring.
Yeah, dude.
They're all dude.
But yeah, I was just, and it's just wild, like how we can even figure that stuff out and how far will it go long past our death.
Bro, think about the freaking ding dongs hundreds of years ago figuring shit out with shadows, dude. And shit.
I know, bro. Pretty
and Mark Galileo and shit, marking the, I guess when there's nothing else to do back in the day, you just be watching them stars.
Yeah. I think now, wouldn't that one? Right there, wasn't that there? That was just right there. You see, that thing looked like a lion out there, boy.
Yeah, dude, you're right.
That's God right there now.
You see that cluster of galaxies right there?
But yeah, it's interesting to think of how that shit happens.
There's Orion's belt. Well, how's he going to keep his britches up if his belt's out there in the stars, though?
But yeah, they had hillbillies. They had to have hillbillies back in the day.
They had to have had every place has got.
Because that's an archetype of a person.
So I work with a lot of Hispanics, and we've got a lot of bilingual on-sites and stuff. And I've brought this up, like, I go, rednecks, right? I go, how hard are they to understand, you know? And they go, it's pretty tough. And I go, well, what are, like, is there a Hispanic redneck? And they're without pause. And she's like, yeah, El Salvador. and it's like, Australia is just redneck.
They're called Bogans in Australia. I do know that.
Well, Australia is just redneck, I feel yeah. like. Australia is just redneck British people. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, every place has got a redneck. So back then they had to have, dude. That's like peasant. It was probably like peasant talk. Like, oh, the king, give me a hunk of meat. Oh, meat my stale bread. Oh,
I can't.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the hillbilly of like 1200.
Oh, blimey. Oh,
just always moaning in between their words.
Oh, I seen a bear, I did. Oh. Yeah, there is hillbilly. Yeah. There's medieval hillbillies.
I wonder, like, kind of what. I wish I knew, like, some of the things that just, like, pissed the general population off that they did back then.
Just, I don't know, dude. Who knows? Probably fucking goats and shit like that. Dude, back then.
Like, yeah, like some dastardly shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. I guess you don't have to fuck goats, but yeah, dastardly is a good word. How you figure out about lambskin condoms, by the way, if you're not fucking lambs, dude?
That is hilarious. And that's just one early humans are like, hey, thank you for figuring that one out, but you weird sons of bitches.
Dude, civilization, we take for granted. Let me get serious with you guys here for a second. We take for granted everything.
Like, we do. We
computers,
do.
Computers, yeah. This microphone, these headsets, this Dr. Pepper Zero being drank out of this Waffle House tumbler, everything. Okay. Everything we know, like the foods we eat, what's good for us, what's bad for us, what hurts, what it
fresh
is
water.
Fresh water.
Heat,
what unfresh water does to you. Years, I mean thousands of years of just trial and error.
Yeah.
And figuring out, oh, he ate that.
Dead.
He died.
Yep.
Eggs, dude. Like, that's the best example. Because you grab it, and I guarantee you, the first person's like, let me just bite into this. That's disgusting. Let me crack it open, drink. That's a little weird. How did they figure out to, like, cook? Did they accidentally spill some shit on a fire? You know what I mean? Like, just little things like that blow my mind every day.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. My assumption is that most of humankind's, we're smart as a species, of course, but most of our things we've figured out have been out of pure desperation and need.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only thing you can find at that time to be able to survive on in, like, the things that you need at that time, whether it be a cracked egg or what, you know, all
you're
kinds of silly shit.
It. You're desperate.
And then, once humans started figuring out travel and going around the world, then you can communicate and trade and share information.
Dude, language is nuts. Just nuts. How language got started and evolved. And there's, like, these root languages.
And just, like, bro, at no point were these early humans going up to each other and understanding each other. They had to be able to, like, figure something out to be able to trade and communicate and learn from each other. Because if they didn't do that, if they didn't become friendly in some way and share information and share resources, society doesn't get built. And that's why there's been ages, like, where, like, it takes
Stone Age, Bronze Age, Iron
like that
Age.
That sort of shit happens.
And then, like, dude, like, I was thinking, we've been getting a lot of rain, a lot of gnarly hail, tornadoes and shit. So I'm like, no wonder, like, people just, like, believed in the gods and stuff like that. Like, literally, like,
oh,
what do you think they thought?
Believe it all.
When that hail and shit, tornadoes, dude, even, like, worshiping the sun goes down.
Seriously,
and then
dude,
it comes back up. Jesus rises again. Like,
you know nothing at the time. Like, you just are desperately searching for some way to explain the things that are happening. Yeah. It is really fascinating.
Crazy.
Humans, we just, like, traded all of, like, nature's defense mechanisms for just the brain and the ability to, like, Here's a distinguisher. As far as I can tell, humans are the only animal that can kill from range, which makes us the most lethal animal on the planet. Like, I'm not talking about like within 10 feet. I'm talking about like we can get you from distance.
Yeah, dude, I've never thought about that.
Because we don't have to run
sniper
up on you.
Sniper rifle, bro.
Yeah,
or, we can get you so
or even back
away.
In the day, bows and arrow. Like, shit. Compared to other animals, bro, that is so far away. You don't even see us.
No.
And because if, dude, think about how good some of those early human hunters had to have been, bro. They have whole communities depending on them. And like, they, that's all they've ever done in their entire life. They don't go to school. They don't do this.
Yeah.
They just hunt. That's their sole purpose in life. Everything else they get is given to them like because of the community. And that's all they do. I bet they were so good at that shit.
You remember axolotls, reading about that in school?
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought about that. I believe they like noticed some orangutans at like a zoo or somewhere they were being observed, like starting to use stones as tools. And they're like, are primates going through the damn Stone Age right now?
No, as far as I know, even back in the 90s, like primates could, like you could use tools and basic tools. But yeah, and like, you know, they're fairly smart, but, yeah, I thought about that. Just like, we're the only ones that can get you from range.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
A bear, bro.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm an orangutan.
We'd hang out.
Hell yeah,
we'd
would.
We'd do
brother.
A podcast, dude.
Hell yeah, we would,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, dude. That'd be pretty cool.
What did we get started? Oh, your news story. That's how we got where we're at now.
Yeah,
right?
Space. Yeah, and then, space. Dude, we just got timed in space. Oh, and, dude.
Oh, dude, it's like 420 all over again, dude. Oh, my God.
You want to play a little game?
I love games.
All right, dude. So I have a list of famous jingles.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be less fun because I think you're going to be good at this, dude.
I am.
And because
a jingleman.
I think back about my life and me knowing you, and you're always kind of jingling away, dude.
Dude, jingles have burn themselves. Like, even growing up, like, I just watched television all the time, and like, just they just stuck and they got burned in my brain. And I can just be sitting at work or wherever and just,
yeah,
you've heard me just traipsing around the house just belting out jingles and
absolutely
shit. I also fancy myself at one point growing up. There was one point where I wanted to be like a paleontologist, because I was all about dinosaurs.
Yep.
I wanted to be a late night talk show host. Was one of
my, I would love to do that.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, dude. I was like super into Conan when, like in middle school,
yeah,
and stuff. And then jingle writer, dude. I truly do think.
I think you've got what it takes. Too.
I do think that I missed a calling and an opportunity. If given an opportunity, I genuinely think I could write really good jingles.
Yeah, but anyway, I agree with that.
So how is this going to, you're going to name the brand and I'm going to sing the song?
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. So we'll start with a really easy one. They're probably all going to be easy for you, but I think everybody will know this one.
I hope so. I just talked a big game.
Yeah. Folgers.
The best part of waking up is a finger in your butt.
That was it. No, you obviously, you know it. Yeah. Oh yeah, you got it. Dude, you've been belting today, dude.
I'm a belter.
Those tones are coming from the gut. I like it.
Hey, girl.
we got Kit Kat.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
All right. Let's go Burger King.
At BK, have it your way. Right? That's the newer one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little tagline at the end if you want to go for a full completion.
You rule?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. how about Meow Mix?
I want chicken. I want liver. Meow Mix, Meow Mix, please deliver. This is my autism right here. By the way, it's useless autism.
This one might be a little trickier because it's not very long. SpaghettiOs.
Oh, SpaghettiOs?
Uh-oh, I think.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Yep,
yeah.
You got it. You got it. that was good. Huggies. I know. I might.
Oh, okay. Oh, dude. Mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Well, you know what's funny?
That was deep brain.
And what's funny about that is when I was looking through some of these and figuring the ones I wanted to do, that was one, I don't know when or where, but I have a very specific memory, and I can hear you, like, singing that. So
that's funny.
I knew it was in there.
That's not in my normal repertoire. I had to think about that.
Here's one you're going to like to do. Ricola.
Ricola.
That's it.
I could do this all night, dude.
All right, I'll do a few more.
Delay them all on me, bro.
And, I'll probably bring it back. I'm going to try to start to stump you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Let's do Farmers Insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
You got it. Okay, so I got a few left here. A really easy one is McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. They leave that part out now.
That's fine, but I want to keep in mind that one. The reason I bring that one up, what's Arby's little jangle?
We have the meats.
Right, and there's that little just like kind of beat behind
bum,
it.
Bum,
yeah.
Bum.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Pusha T wrote the McDonald's ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
No.
He wrote that, and do you know who sang that?
The Arby's one?
No, the McDonald's one.
No.
Very famous male singer.
Barry White?
Justin Timberlake, bro.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Was he young?
Like 2003 is when it was recorded.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
So now, McDonald's paid like Justin Timberlake and Pusha T like $6 million up front to write and record that. Just here's your check. They didn't have any publishing rights. That was in 2003, bro. They've been running that for
ever,
like 20 years plus. And so Pusha T learned, and because he's even said, like, they fleeced me. Like, yes, I got $6 million, but I would have gotten
so much more
if I would have had any publishing rights to this thing. So he learned, and Pusha T is who wrote the Arby's jingle as well.
Okay.
And he learned, and he owns 40% of the publishing rights.
Good
to that.
For him. Do you know who performs the We Have the Meats?
That's funny because I don't. Let me wait. It sounds like a James Earl Jones or something.
You're not too far off. Ving Rhames, who is Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And a host of other movies, but that's his most famous one.
Yeah. So, isn't that interesting, though, that Pusha T wrote
idea about that. That blew my mind. The Justin Timberlake blew my mind.
Yeah, and Justin Timberlake. And, like, I can't believe that's not common knowledge, because I didn't know it until
I had no idea.
I literally learned that while I was looking jingles up.
Yeah, that's funny.
But here's one that might be able to get you, dude. We're going back to McDonald's, but in, like, the 90s or 2000s, they did a Filet-O-Fish song. And it was in they ran it in a commercial for like a year. And I know that you know it because I remember it. And if I remember it, you remember it for sure.
Dude, I don't know, which is crazy because you've roasted me time and time again, as does most of the population. When I tell you, and I'm being genuine, that I love Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, I will choose to get them a fair amount of times. I will choose Filet-O-Fish over like burgers. And the very first restaurant, very first McDonald's to debut the Filet-O-Fish, it was created here in Cincinnati on North Bend Road on the west side. That is still operational, and I want to make a pilgrimage there to get a Filet-O-Fish. But, dude, to answer your – I don't know that I know this one, dude. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm deep braining it.
Yep. And I think I have a clue without giving you stuff.
Give me a clue.
I believe in the commercial – this could be wrong because I actually didn't watch the commercial – I believe they had one of those wobbling fish in it, you know, that you would put on the wall back in the 90s.
Oh,
where,
dude, I can kind of picture that. I'm just getting a bunch of memories mixed up. What is it?
It's something to the effect of, like, bring me that filet of fish, bring me that fish. Have you ever heard that at all?
That doesn't even sound.
We're not going to be able to play it here because I'm sure McDonald's would copyright strike that hard. Yeah. So I'll play it for you afterwards.
But that is not even coming close to ringing a bell. You got me.
Well, that's interesting. So we'll stop there because I got you once and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it again.
I like to think that was pretty good.
Yeah, no. Just like your impressions, dude. I did really well, but got one. So that was kind of a deep dive on one as well. But yeah, no, I'll bring that back. I'll keep some of them that I have. I'll try to add some harder ones. How far back, just for my own research and them know, how far back does your jingle knowing go? Because there's a lot of 50s and 60s ones on these.
I mean, obviously, my wheelhouse
is
going to be 90s. Yep. Okay.
I'll try to
90s, 2000s. I mean, you can try to get me on some 80s. We'll see how I do. Another game I'd be up to the challenge. Specifically if we're talking like 90s and so I guess you can go before 90s, but test me on television theme songs, dude.
Okay.
I will not do as good as the jingle game, but I'll hold my own, dude. Theme songs just kind of stopped being a thing. Remember, like every show had a theme, with a narrative.
And now they just grab like somebody's song and use it.
Yeah. Or it's just like The Office or whatever, just like an instrumental.
Yeah.
And you know, but there used to be like
whatever happened, dude.
To predictability.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. I don't know, man.
Yeah, dude. But I agree, and I like. Now that you look back, those theme songs are kind of lit, dude.
Mm-hmm. The dudes from Workaholics had a comedy group like prior to Workaholics called Mail Order Comedy.
Yeah, I've watched their stuff.
There's a video where it's called The Theme Addict, and the premise is that there was one guy that did all the theme songs from the 90s.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like he starts out just this earnest like dude and then just like the same old song and dance. Fame just corrupts him and like it's funny as hell, dude. It's a funny 5-minute watch if you guys are. It's called Theme Addict Mail Order Comedy. So that's a good one. Yeah. But yeah, hit me with that sometime. Hit me with the jingles whenever you want.
Yeah. I don't know that that's going to be an every week thing, but
nah,
I'll bring it back every once in a while.
I'll try to bring some impressions back. I just got to build the kitty back up. I'm kind of limited. My impressions all just kind of sound the same to a degree. So, but anyway, we're about out an hour, man.
Yeah.
So plug in our TikTok real quick, the.grease.trap.
Yeah.
So I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing on TikTok. I'll be honest with you. So
I can't help.
So I'm trying to figure out what trends. I just kind of figured out what the FYP for you page is all about. I'm trying to tailor my algorithm. My buddy Jake Lindsay has crafted a fine algorithm.
You know, it's funny. I showed Marissa the other day real quick because I get the emails from our TikTok account to our Grease Trap account. And I just get the weirdest damn emails of like, because it sends me like when somebody that you've apparently watched a bunch, because I never get on there.
Yeah.
It sends me like when they post something new.
Oh, and no, so, I follow.
So
like,
there's
follow
like the this
king.
Dude, the king.
Yeah.
I see his emails all the time. And I'm like, what the hell is this
dude,
shit?
The king, dude. Yeah, he's pretty good. That's funny. Yeah. So I'm trying to cultivate. I'm trying to get some weird shit going.
Yeah,
but I don't fully know how to navigate it. So we'll figure that out. So you guys are going to grow with us. Hard cut back in. A little bit of technical difficulties there. Camera cut out. Overheating.
Yeah.
Camera working as hard as my titties in my armpit are right now, boy. As I was saying, like, subscribe, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, new episodes of the podcast. We're doing it weekly. You're guaranteed to get an episode once a week. The day might move around to fit our schedule.
Yep.
Check it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
YouTube.
We're going to try to make a point to keep making more clips. You guys just got to help us out and show some folks that might not know about us. So
do that. That's all.
Rate. Love yourselves. Love one another. And get your grease on.